Pod Quiz 989. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 989. Just before we start, I would like to thank Gina for a generous PayPal donation and also becoming a Patreon patron.
Round one.
We start this week with a connections music round. So there are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like artist and title. And number five is the connection between them.
Question one. Question two.
Making records with a mobile. We didn't have much time. But Frank Zappa and the Marbles are at the best place around. But some stupid with a flag turned the place to the ground.
People eater sure looks strange to me. Really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people.
Question four.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. Never meant to call you in pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing.
Question five.
I'd like you to tell me the connection between those four songs.
Round two.
Round two is on rubber.
Question six.
What name is given to the process of hardening rubber using sulfur?
Question seven.
Who invented the first practical rubber pneumatic tyre in 1887? I'd only need the surname there.
Question 8.
In addition to the rubber tree, rubber can be extracted from which of these plants? Clover, dandelion, or poppy?
Question 9.
Although not as frequently used in the modern day, which device for applying a pattern of ink is also used as an idiom, meaning to officially approve a decision or plan without thinking about it?
Question 10.
Who had a 1961 hit with the song Rubber Ball, reaching number 6 on the Billboard charts?
Round 3.
Round three is famous voices. You're about to hear five short clips of people speaking, and for each, I'd like you to tell me their name.
Question 11.
And where does your soul flow? And your thoughts? And how do you know you know? Unless you have to come and say, Charlie, how's the Dow Jones? Certainly I read the Wall Street Journal. I'm right at the top of your brain. And I'll read the Wall Street Journal until you let me walk out that door a free man.
Question 12.
Those guys are my best friends since third grade. And they and I started talking in this kind of interesting way. Maybe you're familiar with it. But we would say to each other, could that teacher be any meaner? could I have more of an attention? And I took that way of speaking and made like $100 million off of it.
Question 13.
Goodness. I dyed my hair pink the day before I left for the World Cup, and then it was fading so quickly. So I had to get more, and then I took it with me, and then I was doing it myself, which is, yeah, my sister brought over a second batch of it. It was a bit of a mess, to be honest. But from afar, which is where the camera catches us during the games, it's fine. You can't see the detail.
Question 14.
Well, there was obviously a lot of pressure on me when I was selected to be the first woman. I think that most of it was generated by the press. There were a lot of requests for interviews. Everyone wanted to talk to me, and basically I was trying to train and NASA was trying to get me trained. And I think that NASA did a very good job, especially before the flight, of shielding me from the press and allowing me to train for the job that I was supposed to do.
Question 15.
I actually didn't feel pressure in making those records or writing the songs for those records. And also some of the songs had been written before I made the first record. I actually wrote Fast Car after I had a record contract, you know, which is kind of funny, I think, because that's the song, or one of the songs that, you know, many people know from that first record.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is television.
Question 16.
Boys Stan, Kyle, Eric, and Kenny are the primary characters in which animated TV series?
Question 17.
In the TV sitcom The Golden Girls, what was Dorothy's occupation? Professional golfer, lawyer, or teacher?
Question 18.
I love it when a plan comes together. I Ain't Getting On No Plane and Hannibal's On the Jazz are all catchphrases from which action TV show?
Question 19.
Who served a single year as the mayor of Cincinnati in 1977, 14 years before the launch of the TV show that bore his name?
Question 20.
In 2019, which police procedural crime drama series became the longest-running primetime live-action series on American television, a title it holds to this day? I'll be back in a little under 4 minutes with the answers after Modern Life is Rubber by the PK Jazz Collective. We'll be right back.
Now, the answers.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Number one was Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. Number two was Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. Number three was The Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley.
Was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Number four was Purple Rain by Prince.
Purple rain.
And number five, The Connection, we had Purple Haze, Deep Purple, The Purple People Eater, and Purple Rain. The Connection is purple.
Round two.
Round two is on rubber, and the answer to number six, the process for hardening rubber using sulphur is vulcanization. Number seven, the inventor of the first practical rubber pneumatic tyre was John Boyd Dunlop. If you just said Dunlop, that's fine. Number eight, the plant that can be used to make rubber in addition to the rubber tree is the dandelion. Number nine, that idiom that means to officially approve a decision without thinking about it is rubber stamp. And number 10, Rubber Ball was a hit for Bobby V.
Round 3.
Round 3 was Famous Voices, and the answer to number 11 was Charles Manson. Number 12 was Matthew Perry. Number 13 was Megan Rapinoe. Number 14 was Sally Ride. And number 15 was Tracy Chapman.
Round 4.
The final round was television, and the answer to number 16, Stan, Kyle, Eric and Kenny are the primary characters on South Park. Number 70, in The Golden Girls, Dorothy's occupation was teacher. Number 18, I Love It When a Plan Comes Together, etc., are from The A-Team. Number 19, that former mayor of Cincinnati that got a TV show with his own name was Jerry Springer. And number 20, the record-breaking, long-lived police drama is Law and Order SVU. That's it for PodQuiz 989. Thank you very much for listening, and as ever, I do hope you enjoyed it. There's just one message this week. Happy birthday, Frank. Love listening to PodQuiz with you every Sunday, our weekend treat. That's from Leslie. So I'll be back next week with PodQuiz 990, and as usual, when the number's divisible by 10, there's a chance of winning a PodQuiz t-shirt. So until then, bye now.